Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back to The Late Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Get by. This is, and it's not even close, my favorite song from D'Angelo ever. He has so much music that I loved. And that Brown Sugar album is just such a classic. But this is my favorite song. And keep it just for a second, Chris. Just because when you think about getting by and being a black man in America and dealing with all the things that you have to survive and deal with, this song, more than any of the other songs, speaks to me. But so much of his music spoke to me. And I fall into the legion of fans that's devastated by his death at the age of 51 due to pancreatic cancer. And I said that I wanted to speak with somebody that's an icon here in Minnesota about the significance of D'Angelo and his music. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is Gary Hines, musical director, producer, and musician from Sounds of Blackness, on the passing of D'Angelo. First off, Mr. Hines, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, my friend. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. You know, all the music that you have been a part of in your life has impacted me as well. And being just a young kid from Minnesota and going away to Atlanta, Georgia, and being a freshman on campus at Morehouse College, and everybody at Morehouse like, oh, Prince is from there. Oh, Sounds of Blackness is from there. Oh, my goodness. Stokely and Minkin, it just became like we were the cool kids on campus, right? We were the cool kids. And so you are part of my cultural and college experience. But you know, yesterday we lost a great one. We lost a really young person, 51 years old, D'Angelo, passing away due to a private battle, and it sounds like a prolonged battle with pancreatic cancer. Just your thoughts on his passing and just him as a musician.
D'Angelo as a musician, Brother Henry, absolutely prolific. Really in the vanguard, the godfather, if you will, of what has come to be known as neo-soul, almost single-handedly being responsible for infusing strains of traditional R&B, jazz, blues, soul, even gospel into everything from R&B, contemporary R&B, and hip-hop. And really, that impact is still felt today and will continue to be felt for some time.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about like my days at Minneapolis North and being a high school student there, I know that right before I graduated, you know, because I'm a kid that loves hip hop, right? I grew up in the hip hop culture, hip hop era, whatever. But I also love my R&B, my soul, and I really fell in love with jazz during my college days. But I remember right before graduating from high school and going to college that we were in the midst of this, I guess they called it New Jack Swing. You had Teddy Riley, right, and Guy and all these guys that were doing that type of music. And that was super popular at that time. But then D'Angelo arrives on the scene and he gave us something that was unique it was super creative and it was different. And you just talked about it, neo soul, the soulful essence that he brought to music was something unique, and it was something that I think really captivated people all over the world.
Oh, no question. And like I say, still continues to do that today, and will continue to do that. And I think part of how and why that happened, my friend, is many people don't know. Some people do know, of course, the extent of his artistry and musicianship. D'Angelo was not only singer-songwriter, but also drummer, guitarist, bassist, keyboard, all of that. And so he bringing those all those elements together from one source, which wasn't so much happening at the time, you know, with the new jack swing and all of that. Those components were usually brought by different individuals. But him embodying and being prolific in all of those different genres of music and embodying a band all by himself really brought all those different elements to his songwriting and his production.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to musical director, producer, musician of Sounds of Blackness, Gary Hines, joining us here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you this about D'Angelo. I'm not sure if you would agree with this or not, but when you look at, for instance, Sounds of Blackness and the way that culturally you guys impacted music, there's a part of Sounds of Blackness that to me it seems like is somewhat rooted in the church. And when you look at D'Angelo, we know that the essence of what he became came out of the church. Do you think that that is true about Sounds of Blackness? And do you think that there's some similarities in terms of the music and how you guys developed your sound?
The answer is yes and yes. And I would expand on what you're saying there, my friend, in that keeping in context, gospel music is part of the family of African American music, as you well know, and you identified a number of the genres earlier: jazz, blues, hip hop, R&B, spirituals, reggae, ragtime, country, rock and roll. All of those are members of the family of African American music. Many of them with strains of and connections directly to gospel in the black church. And so D'Angelo unapologetically would bring some of that component to his playing, to his writing, to his live performances as well.
Yeah. Now, I just, you know, I tell you, I am, because it's funny because I saw somebody, because there was a million different people tweeting and posting on social media clips of him with interviews and being at shows. And I was blessed enough to be at his show at First Avenue in 2015. And actually, Gary, at the time, I wasn't even living in Minneapolis. I was hosting at a sports station in Kansas City up until 2018. But, you know, with Minneapolis and Kansas City only being, what, 5.5 hours apart, I was home for the weekend. I said, man, I'm going to go to this D'Angelo show. And lucky enough, I was able to be a part of it. And it was spectacular. And I remember somebody said on social media, going to see D'Angelo perform live was almost like going to church. And to me, that really speaks to me when people put that out there about how profound his performances were.
You know, they're absolutely right, and you're absolutely correct, because he's the essence of an expression that what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And D'Angelo was all heart and soul, and his music was representative of that, and that's why it was so impactful with people of all backgrounds and intergenerational, because he would reach them with the genuineness and the compassion of his spirit and soul.
Yeah, no question about it. And Gary, I think one of the reasons why this hurts us all on another level is because not only do we think about the loss of the person that was D'Angelo, but also just knowing that within an 8-month span that we also lost Angie Stone. And we know that they had a relationship.
Yes.
And
right.
They did music together. They have a son, Michael, as well. To know that we lost both of them in 2025, man, that just hurts.
It really does. And it's so surreal to say the least, my friend. Those two spirits and souls that did so much artistically and just as human beings from one to another that wound up impacting their art and impacting our lives. And in such a short span of time, losing them both, it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, we're talking to Gary Hines from Sounds of Blackness here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the songs that I'm glad that people are talking about it here since the news broke yesterday of his passing, that he needs to just forever be given so much credit for, is You Will Know, Black Men United. Right. A song in which
Black
he wrote.
United.
Yes. Now, your thoughts on that song, what that song means to you. I remember I was in college when it came out, and to see everybody performing on that song, from Gerald LaVert to Usher to Stokely, like, it makes me feel a certain way as a Black man.
Yes, and D'Angelo was very intentional and deliberate about that. Oftentimes, I had noticed that sometimes the media would downplay the extent of how Afrocentric he was. He loved all people. He appreciated all people. He had a special love for our culture and our people, and that was embodied in that song and in that whole effort. And even beyond that, when you listen to him, and I know you have, and we talked off air about this, about his interviews and what he had to say about the importance of our history, musically and otherwise, he really was more than just a musician. Like Harry Belafonte, artist and activist.
Yeah, and that's a special thing for people to be, you know, in the industry. How many years you been in the music industry?
As a professional, we're coming up on 40 years.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a phenomenal run. I bring it up just because when I look at D'Angelo, there are certain musicians that I just love to death that I've had the opportunity to actually, I met Anthony Hamilton. That was such a mind-blowing experience. I was able to go backstage with my girlfriend at the time. This is like back in like 2005 or 6 when he was super,
yeah,
super hot at the time. I love him. I love Raphael Sadiq from Tony,
yes,
and everything that he does. And so when I bring those individuals up, because I look at D'Angelo and who he was as a musician and understand that he carried himself as a very private person. He was not somebody,
yes,
that was into the glitz and the glam. They were not necessarily all about like the social media and stuff like that, whatever. And I've seen like interviews where he's talked about just being a person that liked to keep to himself. And he was very, very cognizant of wanting to be intentional, like you mentioned, about what he did and what he put out there for music. Do you think that, you know, when we talk about like the way artists move nowadays, do you think that it's a rarity to see people that aren't like trying to do all of the things, right? Trying to do all of the stuff. Because I think that that is what makes a Raphael Sadiq, a D'Angelo, all of those guys unique and creative in that way, because they're not doing things for clicks. They're not doing things for likes. They're doing things because they want to make a difference.
Yes, the answer once again, my brother. And he let D'Angelo let his music and his artistry and his lyrics do the talking.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, as they, you know what I mean? And so,
yep,
it embodied all of that and therefore was more impactful. Was blessed to meet and speak with him briefly a few times. Once at a NAACP Image Award, and one at a Grammys after reception kind of thing. And it was funny because, you know, he was talking about how much, you know, he loves Sounds of Blackness. Of course, we were so honored by that. But when I first saw him, he was like kind of in the back in the corner. I mean, just and people were like, is that D'Angelo over there?
Yeah.
And he was not out on the red carpet and in front of all the cameras kind of thing. And so what you were saying earlier really was the case about him. The person out for the glare and the glitz and all of that, but just very real.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, and I know you don't know this, but I went to school. She was a grade ahead of me, but I went to school with Jamecia Bennett. So me and Jamecia, we know each other from way back at North High.
Shout out to Jamecia, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, Gary, I can't let you go without asking you about Sounds of Blackness. Currently, you guys got a new video. You got a new single that's out. We're Unstoppable. And that video and music, once people hear it and see it, is going to get a lot of accolades. Tell us about the new workings from Sounds of Blackness.
Thank you so much. We're Unstoppable. Speaking of Jamecia Bennett, it features Jamecia Bennett and the amazing family band None Above, based right here in the Twin Cities, and the Atlanta Drum Academy. So it's a collaboration with all of those wonderful artists that with Sounds of Blackness. And we're telling everybody that as difficult as things are in this day and time, we have been through worse and not only survive but thrive. And so if we can do that, we can do that then, we can do that now, and that tells us that we're unstoppable. And Jamecia directed the video that you're talking about that's getting so wide acclaim. She's just a force to be reckoned with. But Grammy voting just closed a few minutes ago, and so I was tied up with that today, the first round submissions. We're hoping that We're Unstoppable is blessed with a nomination. Those come out on November 7th. But much more importantly, Brother Henry, it's really about the movement to motivate and inspire people of all backgrounds and know that we are unstoppable.
Truly, especially in these days and times, we've got a lot of serious things taking place in the United States of America and around the world, and we truly have to continue to provide that message that we're unstoppable, especially when we talk about our democracy and our rights definitely being on the line. Gary Hines,
I'm
so honored to have you on the show. This is what we got to do. I know you've been on the show tonight, but we got to chop it up offline, man. We got to stay connected. We got to grab lunch because I need you to tell me off camera. You need to tell me about the McAllister connection. I've heard about how Sounds of Blackness and the connection with McAllister, but I need to hear it directly from you.
You can and you will, and McAllister is featured in the We're Unstoppable video.
I know.
Sounds of Blackness. Or we began at McAllister College. A shout-out to our founder, Brother Russell Knighton. That was back in 1969, and then in 1971, we changed the name to Sounds of Blackness. So this is our 54th year as Sounds of Blackness. But yes, we still, in fact, we were just in McAllister this past weekend. So with that connection has remained and will continue to remain. And a shout-out to McAllister College.
That's awesome. Hey, Gary, man, a pleasure to have you on the show. Continued success, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, take care. That's Gary Hines, musical director, producer, and musician from Sounds of Blackness on the passing of D'Angelo right here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to a scoreboard. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, thanks again to Gary Hines from Sounds of Blackness. It's MEA. And shout out to my boy Tim Eurico. He's driving on his way to the cabin. You know, on his way to the cabin, listening to you yap on the radio. You better be listening to me, Tim. Don't play with me.
Why, are you mad?
That's my dude. No, that's my guy. We go way back. Great dude, man. Educator, great teacher, loves the kids. He is one of those, and we talk about this with a lot of teachers, right? Like, man, teachers, they're more than teachers.
Yes.
Like they're parents of some of these kids, and they're the ones that when a kid doesn't have all the stuff,
the resources,
they go in their pocket and they look out for the kids because they love the kids.
Teachers and educators
don't get enough praise.
They don't. You cannot give them enough praise for what they do, because good ones, I mean, good ones stay with you. We hear about the bad ones. The good ones are the ones that they don't have to be around you a lot, but they teach you something and it stays with you.
I know that Donald Trump loves this show. He listens every single night. Donald, I know you're listening. Please do me a favor. Make sure that teachers get paid more than ICE agents, please.
I'm sorry, but where's the $50,000?
Do the solid there. No. Yeah, can we get teachers? Can we get new teachers in for like a $50,000 bonus? If we can do that for ICE agents, can't we do that for teachers?
I mean, maybe you can get them some unruled note cards. How about that?
Don't let me get going,
man.
Let's get to a scoreboard. Right. You're gonna have me ranting, man. But shout out to Tim.
You ain't never ranted. Perfectly composed.
Tim owes me
calm.
A drink, by the way.
I love how that's. I feel like you kind of buried the lead there.
What?
You're like, oh, by the way, he owes me a drink.
He owes me.
I feel like that was information.
Next time I see him, I'll be like, hey, man, put a tequila shot on
put
that.
Put a drink in my hand. All right. I think that's the thing that kids say. I don't know. Anyway, you enjoy your.
Hey, well, what's going on in the country? I need a tequila shot right now. Not this damn coffee I got in my cup.
I mean, you sure that's coffee?
100% espresso from the machine out there.
Oh, see, that's gutsy to drink something from that machine. Although it's not bad. It's not. I've had the hot chocolate.
I'm not sure if they've changed the coffee in there since Mike Max was here.
No, they haven't. I can tell you right now, no. You get some really unique flavors.
Max is my guy. Maxie was the one that used the machine the most. He was.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm dead serious. That's not a shot at Maxie. We all love Mike.
I love Maxie.
But he was the one I saw drink the most coffee out of that machine.
Yeah. It probably hasn't been changed since.
Vladdy Daddy!
Yeah. It probably hasn't been changed since the days of Sid. Let's just start with them. All right. Fine. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest. And Henry, I got to admit, this game, the way that it started out, a two-run home run by Julio Rodriguez in the bottom of the first inning, and Seattle was jumping at that point. But then the Blue Jays are like, deuces, ooses. They erupted for five in the third, one in the fourth, and now a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. solo dong. And Vladdy, how about the top of the order here for the Blue Jays?
They getting it done?
Yeah, Springer, solo home run. Lucas, not Lucas with the lid off, just Lucas with a hit. Vladdy, 3-for-3 with a home run, couple of runs scored. Oh, by the way, Andrés Giménez also with a two-run shot for Toronto. They have scored 7 straight, and the Blue Jays, I guess they just needed to get out of Canada and get to the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? Jays flew south, and this is one of those series that you can say the Blue Jays went south and they went to Seattle. And, you know, that's south. But, yeah, it's 7-2 Toronto. And
it's only in the fifth, though.
Yeah, I almost said Justin Bieber. Shane Bieber, a really good night, settled down for Toronto. 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, walk one, and he's got six strikeouts. And George Kirby got rocked. Kirby gave up seven runs and gave up three home runs. And right now, Toronto is mashing.
Kirby's still in there.
Yeah, Kirby's in there. I don't know if they're going to make him fall on the sword right now. Looks like the bullpen is up. And it's interesting right now with Seattle, because I don't know if it's too early to do this, Henry, but it looked like they've got Luis Castillo warming up in the bullpen, who's one of their frontline starters. He pitched in that 15-inning game on Friday night. I didn't know that Luis Castillo is somebody that's going to work out of the bullpen, or if this is just we need to right the ship. But, man, right now,
They're going to the pen right now.
Yeah, they're going to the pen right now. Blue Jays up on the Mariners 7-2. That game in the top of the fifth inning. Let's get to some high school football here. And, yeah, we're going to be running a little bit heavy, but, that's okay. All right, McGregor over Carlton Renshaw, 38-18. And by the way, these games, because it's MEA, we've got Wednesday night football.
Yep.
That's why we're doing this on a Wednesday night, because MEA, not your typical Friday night football. Crookston over Red Lake, 54-6. Minneapolis Camden knocked off St. Paul Central, 42-7. St. Thomas Academy at home over the Matamidi Zephyrs, 35-7. Zimmerman, no problem with Chisago Lakes, 47-17. Minneapolis Roosevelt shut out St. Paul Harding and Humboldt, 42-0. How about this? Defensive battle in Edina. The Hornets over the Moorhead Spuds. Moorhead coming all the way down from the Red River Valley to get knocked off by Edina, 44-43.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cake eaters.
Well, that's a lot of cake for 44 points.
I know.
Cakes and potatoes. Cake and potatoes. Cake eaters beat the I love the Spuds, by the way.
What'd you say the score was again?
44-43.
44, that's me.
What?
Wasn't that in the commercial? Was that the who was the Cincinnati Bengals running back?
Oh, Corey Dillon.
No.
Oh, Icky Woods. Icky Woods. Yeah, 44, that's me. Yeah, and then he did the Icky shuffle. Yes. Icky, that might be the first time I've thought about Icky Woods since I've seen the commercial. Purim, the Fighting Corey Heppelas, knocked off Thief River Falls, 12-8. Breck over Monaga, 46-8. And just going down here, again, these are scores that I know. They're not everything, but these are the ones that I know. South St. Paul, they fight Adam Carters over Breck, 38-6. Elk River knocked off Creighton Durham Hall at home, 54-21. Wilmer on the road defeated Big Lake, 49-16. Byron at home defeated Tatina Grace 21-14. DGF Dilworth, Glendon, Felton 35-14 on the road knocks off East Grand Forks. St. Croix Lutheran over DeSalle 62-10. Hill Murray at home, the Pioneer shutout St. Agnes 35-0.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see a couple more games down here. Just trying to get the rest of them. Here we go. Pine Island is right now they are up on Chatfield 28-0. Moundsview knocked off White Bear Lake 21-7. Minnetonka, the Skippers over Maple Grove in the Crimson 14-10. That game in Maple Grove. Minneota, the Vikings over Dawson Boyd 7-3. That is, I believe it used to be nine-man football. I don't know if they moved down to eight, but it used to be nine-man football in that area. Bemidji on the road right now, leading Monticello 22-19. That game currently in progress. Blaine over Andover, the Bengals over the Huskies, 21-14. Cats over the Dogs. I'm just looking, and those are all the scores that we have there. NHL, let's get to it. The Buffalo Sabres looking for their first win of the year. Right now, they lead the Ottawa Senators 7-4.
Yep.
The Red Wings doubling up the Panthers 2-1. The Blues and the Blackhawks scheduled to drop the puck in a couple of minutes ago. And the Flames and the Mammoth, the Salt Lake City, Utah Mammoth, they are scheduled to drop the puck in Salt Lake City coming up in, anytime now.
Couple of minutes.
Yep.
All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. Coming up next, we're going to go around the NFL right here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All righty. Lake Show. Quick update. I'm off tomorrow, off Friday. I assume, and I shouldn't do this, but who is in for me? I don't want to assume.
Stevie T tomorrow and then Matthew Collar on Friday.
Nice. All right. Matthew Collar in on Friday and Stevie T tomorrow. So that means... Mm-hmm. In the final segment and a half that I have, let's dive into some NFL topics. Let's go around the NFL.
All right, let's do it. And by the way, J-Lo going to be in with both those gentlemen coming up in the queue. Because tomorrow I'm sliding up to work with Shaletta noon to 3 for Chad. And then on Friday, I'm with Sir Chadwick of the House Hartman. So first of his name. So there we go. All right, so Vikings off their bye. Still the question. J.J. McCarthy still battling that ankle injury. Carson Wentz.
He practiced today.
Yep, did practice in a limited fashion. Carson Wentz did practice in a full session with that left shoulder. So here's my question. Who do the Vikings start Sunday at quarterback?
If they're both healthy, J.J. If not... Carson Wentz. I believe that Carson Wentz is going to get the start, especially when JJ acknowledges that he's not 100%. I think that Carson Wentz is going to get the start. And just the experience, you're facing Philly, there's storylines that make for great TV there. Come on now. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I do think that Carson Wentz is going to be the guy, just based on the fact that he's a full practice and JJ's still not there. If they're both healthy, absolutely J.J. McCarthy. But I don't want to put J.J. McCarthy out there because Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, both practiced today in full for Philadelphia. That cannot be understated. Good news for the Vikings, though, as well. Blake Cashman got in a full practice today.
Good.
Van Ginkle with his neck, O'Neal with the knee, J.J. McCarthy with the ankle, and Donovan Jackson with the wrist. Those guys all were limited participants. Now, that doesn't mean anything, but we do know that those two guys, everybody there did practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, Philly got pounded, surprisingly, by the New York Giants. Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterboo. We figured it.
Scatterboo.
Well, I mean, we are a couple weeks away from Halloween, so it doesn't make sense that a guy named Boo would run all over Philadelphia. But how do you see the game on Sunday playing out?
I think that the Philadelphia Eagles come into U.S. Bank Stadium and they get a win. The Vikings are not even favored in this game.
I don't think they should be.
The Philadelphia Eagles are favored by a point and a half. I think that that's the safe money there. Is Philly covering the 1.5? I think it'll be a relatively close game because I think that Brian Flores will be able to do good enough defensively to keep the Vikings in it. And there is some question about whether Jalen Carter's going to play for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the Philadelphia Eagles defeat the Minnesota Vikings 24-21.
Okay. Well, again, Jalen Carter full practice, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, we don't know. So you've got that, and one of the teams that has struggled are the Miami Dolphins. They are 1-5, and Tua Tagovailoa is taking a lot of heat for calling out his teammates publicly for either being late or not attending players-only meetings. He said those comments were well-intended. He now realized it created an unnecessary distraction for a Dolphins team that is, frankly, they're 1-5. They've lost Tyreek Hill for the season. Now, here's my question. As a quarterback and a leader, should Tua have apologized for those comments?
Absolutely. I actually think that Tua is a terrible leader. I think he's a terrible leader. And if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I don't trust him as my quarterback. His decision-making on, just in terms of like the person that he is, I'm not saying he's a terrible human being, but he doesn't get it. He doesn't. And this is the thing about it. You opened up your damn mouth, and now you have to take back what you said, and then you followed up with this quote. The intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, how did the media portray anything? You said what you said. Tua's that guy. Tua is the guy that tries to make it seem as though the media twists his words. Nah, dude, I'm not a Tua fan. Is it obvious to you? I'm just not a fan. He is the guy that he does stuff and says stuff, and then he cries about what the media said. Nah, bro, ain't nobody take you out of context. You said what you said.
It really is amazing that when somebody says something and then you quote it back to them verbatim, and then it's like, well, taken out of context. Maybe the intent, but the words are the words. And I know that quarterbacks are supposed to be leaders, right? That's your team. I don't have a problem, with him holding his teammates accountable. But maybe just in a different way. In a different way.
Time and place, man. Time and place.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the leadership. That was his words. Just shut up, man.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Let me take that back. I'm not telling him to shut up and dribble. He doesn't have to shut up. But don't tell us that we're misconstruing what you're saying when you're saying what you're saying. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. If the Dolphins lose to the Browns this week, which is entirely possible because that Cleveland defense is good, Quentin Judkins is a wagon, is Mike McDaniel done? Like, is this it for him? If they lose to Cleveland.
I mean, he could be done. There's no way for me to answer that. Just because, what do you gain by firing at this point? It's week what? Is it week 7? Yeah, week 7. What do you gain by firing McDaniel now?
I mean, he's had a longer leash than Brian Callahan in Tennessee.
He's had more success than Callahan, too.
I mean, this was a team that was supposed to do more things, and for whatever reason.
Agreed. I think he's going to get fired. I just think the timing of it is, what does it matter whether it's now or a month from now?
So you might as well do it. Rip the Band-Aid off and
try and
get ahead of something. I mean, no Tyreek Hill. But still, that defense is awful. Okay, so two games here I want to focus. You got the 4-2 Chargers at home taking on the 5-1 Colts. Is the winner of that game the best team in the AFC?
I don't think that the Chargers or the Colts are better than the Chiefs. The Chiefs are getting Rashee Rice back this weekend. Like, I think the Chiefs are better than both those teams. They might have better records. That doesn't mean nothing to me.
So better records don't...
Better records does not mean you're a better team. It means you have a better record at the present time.
That's an interesting theory.
I've never thought that. Thought that?
Well, I mean,
that's never the case. There could be a team with a better record in the Eastern Conference in basketball, and there could be like three teams in the West that are better than the best team in the East.
Well, I think, too, it's about who you play as well. Like, if you're playing good teams and you're losing, that's different than playing cupcakes and winning.
I mean, based on that logic, the Minnesota Vikings were better than the majority of AFC teams last year based on their record. And I don't believe that.
Your record is your record. Yeah, I mean, you got 5-1 and 4-2. Let's go to the NFC.
Yeah, but just because you have a better record, that didn't mean nothing. I mean, do we do that in college football?
College football is...
I'm just asking.
College football is weird, though.
So, do we do that in NHL?
Again...
Do we do that in the NBA? Like that's why they do power rankings. The best team... No, I'm just serious. The team with the best record isn't always at the top of power rankings. That's why I've had this philosophy. This is not new with me. Just because you have a better record, that does not mean you're the better team.
Okay. All right. To me, I look at games played and opponents played. And the quality of the schedule, to me, matters. You can have a... I mean, at the end of the day, you got to beat the teams that you got to beat. You can only play who's on your schedule. And I've always been a believer in that.
Yeah, but one conference could be better than the other. Like, if the Buccaneers, who are 5-1, were to play the Chiefs this weekend, who would you pick?
Probably the Chiefs.
I'm not picking the Buccaneers.
Well, I mean, just because the Bucs are so banged up right now. And the Chiefs are getting healthy. So let's go to the NFC.
Okay.
Let's go to Detroit and Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay's 5-1. Baker Mayfield has had an unbelievable season so far. Like, the last-minute wins that Baker Mayfield has had this year, I mean, there's a reason why he's talked about as an early MVP candidate. But you got the Lions at 4-2. You got the Buccaneers at 5-1. The Bucs are potentially going to be without their top three wide receivers, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Emeka Egbuka.
Yep.
And then... Bucky Irving,
yep,
likely not going to play. And now you got Detroit, and I feel like Detroit is getting right. Is the winner of that, if Detroit wins, and they're both 5-2, is Detroit the best team in the NFC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree. The winner of this game, because of the way that the NFC stacked up, would be the best team in the NFC. I agree.
Yeah, and I mean, the Eagles, kind of like Randy Meyer was talking about earlier, there's some chinks in the armor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, that secondary, if Carson Wentz or whoever the quarterback is has a little bit of time to throw,
yeah.
If Quentin Mitchell doesn't play, I mean, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison could have a field day.
Final minute of the Lake Show is coming up next. I don't know what was going on there. All right, but anyway, final couple of minutes here on the Lake Show.
What me?
I'm blaming you. Anything technical that goes wrong on this show, it's your fault.
Yeah, sounds about right.
It does sound about right.
It does sound about right.
All right, so tomorrow Stevie T is in for me and then Matthew Collar on Friday.
Yep.
Let's put you on the record. Who wins this weekend? Who you got?
Oh,
and by the way, have you sold your Vikings tickets because of the loss against Cincinnati? Because you called Alvita Sakar.
Yeah,
she brought it up this morning on the morning news.
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't at that game last night.
Okay. Well, of course she's not going to be at the game last night because it was...
I know. She pointed that out. Good for her.
I guess, you know, that'd be quite the road trip to get back. Well, maybe she can do the show on the road. No, I have not. I have not had time to list the tickets because I've been working on tomorrow's show. So I've been multitasking, but no, I've not listed my tickets, not yet.
Who you got?
I got Philly. There's just something. I know Philly seems off right now, but there's just something about that defensive line that, I mean, you got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter.
Ugh.
Their linebackers are good. The secondary's a little vulnerable. I mean,
I think they're going to have an emphasis on running the football with Saquon, and we've been vulnerable.
I mean, you kind of have to. If I'm them, I absolutely want to keep that defense on the field, keep the offense off, because the Vikings can score quickly with the guys that they've got. But yeah, I don't feel comfortable right now with those two guys and a compromised offensive line.
Toronto's running up the score now.
Yeah, Toronto don't care. Toronto got zero Fs to give at this point.
Mariners lose.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it. Hey, listen, I appreciate the commitment to the bit. I do. Such a dumb, you know. The only thing that would make it worse is if Hawk Harrelson did that. Like, that would just be like the ultimate cringe.
But if they lost
Hawk Harrelson, wouldn't talk for like an hour or so.
I love
Maybe that's bit. A good thing.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Stevie T in for me tomorrow. I will talk to you guys next Monday. Have a great rest of your week and weekend. Thanks for tuning in to The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.